14 of the 56 playoff games being played across the state tonight are rematches of a regular season contest. That's 25% and an average of 2 per class. I took a look at last year as a comparison, and there were 12 regular season rematches in the round of 16. It's more likely to happen in the larger classes like Pella and Norwalk this year and Indianola last year, and that's due to the size of each class. 5A and 4A have the least number of schools, which means there's a smaller pool of opponents to choose from in both the regular season and the postseason, making it more likely to run into the same team twice. Of the 26 rematches over the last 2 years, 12 of them are from those two classes alone. Norwalk coach Paul Patterson didn't expect his team to get another shot at Glenwood or a shot at anyone in the playoffs, as most expected their 53-35 loss to the Rams last Friday knocked the Warriors out of contention.
The hard part was, right, we basically said, we're done, it's over, thanks for everything, and, moving on. And then at 11 o'clock when they release, the top 16 in the RPI and who made the playoffs, we were in. And, I turned around and said, hey, we're in. Told our bus cheered like crazy.
And when they found out Saturday morning that they were getting another shot at Glenwood, that took a lot of work off Patterson's plate.
The biggest positive to being rematched with Glenwood is we didn't have to grab any new film. We had it all, and we don't have to re-prepare a scout book, and we don't have to go through and look at different things that were done, and starting lineup and the roster and all of those things that you get ready that are a scramble when you're finding, a new team. Didn't have to happen for us on that Saturday morning.
Patterson hasn't had much rematch success in his career. In 2010, the Warriors lost to Carlisle in the regular season and playoffs. The same thing happened with Creston in 2014 and Pella in 2015. But if Warrior fans want a reason for optimism, let's look at last year, where there was one instance of the immediate turnaround rematch like Norwalk and Glenwood will be facing tonight. In Week 9 of 2022, Linmar beat Cedar Rapids Prairie 28-13. 7 days later, in the opening round of the 5A playoffs, it was Prairie 50, Linmar 28. What do the Warriors need to do to flip the script on the Rams?
We have to be able to walk into the game and not have the mistakes that we had as far as drive-ending mistakes. We scored 14 points in the first quarter, and then we didn't score any in the second. We can't have drives where we come out empty-handed. Number two, we've got to limit big plays. They had too many big plays. Even the fumble return for a touchdown is a big play. The long run for their first touchdown on the dive to the fullback. All of those plays that they had that were big chunk plays are significant, and we've got to limit those. And then the final, and this is something that we've got to, just in general, right, when it comes to football, is we've got to win the turnover battle. We did not. We lost three and didn't get any back. So that's something that we've got to be on the other side of that as well.
Pella has a rematch against Bondurant Farrar, who they pummeled 40-13 just 2 weeks ago. Coach Jay McKinstry's been a part of many rematches in his career, and he says that past performance is not an indicator of future results.
Our first year here, when Matt and I were co-coaching in 97, Grinnell got us pretty good in the regular season. We were down 33-0, and we scored too late against their subs. But we were fortunate enough to make the playoffs that year, get second in the district, and we played them in the quarterfinals here, and we came back and got them 14-11, and it was a defensive struggle, but we were able to do that. We had a rematch against Sheridan in 03 where we lost the first time. We came back and beat them the second one, and in 09 we had two of those also. With Centerville and Grinnell again, we lost the first games and then come back and beat them both in the playoffs. So we've also had times where we've won the regular season game, and we also won a playoff game. But then we also won a regular season game as Carlisle in 07, and then they got us pretty good in the playoff game.
Just about everything went well for the Dutch in their victory over the Blue Jays in Week 8, including big plays, turnovers, and critical injuries.
Play action fake. Hartman going for Barnes. One-on-one coverage. This time it's a catch inside the 50. Barnes still has feet at the 40. Sheds another tackle at the 30. Down the sidelines to the 20. The 10. The 5. 6 for the Dutch. Touchdown Pella. What an effort by Tyson Barnes in the open field. And Cram, we talked about it. He is a threat. He sheds a couple tackles. Noah Parsons. Ball on the
that's
ground.
That's loose.
And Pella recovers. Cram was a play away from a touchdown.
Andy's hurt.
Oh, no.
Andy's hurt.
You don't want to see that. Oh, man.
What?
He's going to go into the end zone.
Let's get it.
The ball is loose. It is a touchdown. Carson Leonard recovers it. 6 for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella.
Holy cow. What a football game.
McKinstry says that they've worked hard with their guys all week to make sure they understand that just because everything went their way 2 weeks ago doesn't mean it's going to be easy tonight.
For this week, for our guys, we got to work on the mental aspect more than anything else. We come back and mentally be prepared. This isn't, you know, we got them pretty good last night with a lot of good things happen. That likelihood of that happening again is probably slim to none in the sense that we're going to have to be able to grind this out and beat them soundly without expecting, you know, this fumble or this, you know, hike over their head and all this big long play. That may not happen Friday night. So we're going to find a way to stay in it play after play after play.
And if Bondurant Farrar needs any inspiration, they only need to remember what happened to them just last year. They beat Indianola 28-14 in a key district matchup in Week 8, then lost 35-13 to the Indians 2 weeks later. Our third team involved in rematch Friday night is Pella Christian. The Eagles have played a pair of them in their history, beating Pleasantville both times in 2017 and losing twice to Van Meter in 2019. This year, they're trying to avenge a 38-6 loss to Grundy Center in Week 3. PC coach Rich Kakmarinski says that his young team struggled to find their footing against the defending Class A champs.
They scouted us really well. I think they knew our offense better than we knew it at that point in time. They seemed to know what plays we were running. So they were very aggressive. I don't think we blocked our linebackers hardly one time all night. So, and we didn't throw the ball particularly well either. I thought we got off to a rough start throwing the football. So defensively, they ran their inside zone really well. I thought we struggled to get off blocks and tackle their running backs. So those are all things that we got to fix.
Kak says they've grown up a lot in the 7 weeks since that matchup.
We were still a very young football team. Week 3, and we were starting 9 new starters on offense and 7 new starters on defense. So I just think we've grown a tremendous amount, and I think, you know, Caleb Van Arendonk is case in point of how much we've grown at the quarterback position, but I think he kind of represents our whole team. So I'm excited about giving Caleb another opportunity. I think our offensive line is much improved. I think we kind of got our backfield moved around and gelled the way that we want. So I think we're in a different spot there. Defensively, we've moved a few people around in linebacker spots. So I think we'll be better defensively. So I think in every phase, hopefully the kicking game too, but I think in every phase, I think we're a better football team than we were, much more seasoned, much more mature. So I'm excited about the opportunity.
Of the 12 teams that got a rematch opportunity in the round of 16 last year, 3 of them took advantage. Indianola and Cedar Rapids Prairie, as I mentioned earlier, as well as Cedar Falls over Ankeny Centennial. It's only one season's worth of data, and 12 games is a very small sample, but there's one trend from 2022 that doesn't bode well for the Eagles. 8 of those 12 saw one team win the regular season by 21 or more. All 8 of them won the rematch. Despite losing by 32 in the regular season, CAC's excited to have the opportunity to strap it up tonight.
Our whole team feels like we did not play our best week 3. So I think we're all thankful that we kind of get a second shot, kind of a redemptive shot here at Grundy Center. Again, we know we have our work cut out for us. We know they're a good football team. They're well coached. They play hard. But we're not afraid. I think we're a much improved football team. And I think we have a good game plan. Our kids have worked hard, and I think we're ready to go.
For KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.